This is an RNIB talking book.
Hatter's Castle by A.J. Cronin.
Disc 1. This book is on two discs.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
By kind permission of the author and the publishers Messrs. Victor Gollancz Limited.
This book is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
Read by Franklin Engelman. Hatter's Castle, Book 1. The spring of 1879 was unusually forward and open. Over the lowlands, the green of early corn spread smoothly. The chestnut spears burst in April, and the hawthorn hedges flanking the white roads which laced the countryside blossomed a month before time. In the inland villages, farmers exulted cautiously, and children ran barefooted after watering carts. In the towns which flanked the wide river, the clangour of the shipyards lost its insistence, and droning through the mild air, mounted to the foothills behind, where the hum of a precocious bee mingled with it, and the exuberant bleating of lambs overcame it. In the city, clerks shed their coats for coolness, and lolled in offices, execrating the sultry weather, the policy of Lord Beaconsfield, the news of the Zulu War, and the high cost of beer. Thus, over the whole estuary of the Clyde, from Glasgow to Port Doran, upon Overton, Darrock, Ardfillan, those towns which, lying between the Winton and Doran hills, form the three...